This is BBC Surrey.
Across Surrey and North East Hampshire, good morning. It's 6 o'clock on Tuesday, the 29th of March. It's BBC Surrey Breakfast. Just imagine you could be the long-lost relative of a millionaire entitled to the wealth that they left behind when they passed away, but you might never find out. Instead, their estate goes to the money pot of the Crown.
Well, not if it's the BBC One's Heir Hunters, and not if they can help it. The programme tracks attempts to find missing or unknown heirs entitled to deceased people's estates before the British Treasury lawfully collects the money. And today's episode features a man from Woking who turned out to be related to a sales engineer for forklift trucks from Warrington. We heard from Tarek Spry earlier on, and he told us what it was like to receive the call.
Yeah, I watch finders on a regular basis, and I was getting myself ready for work. It was a few months ago now. And the phone rang as I was leaving, and I was going to leave it, and then I heard Ryan's voice from finders speaking about my cousin, Jonathan Stem.
Well, listening to that is the man who made it all possible. Daniel Curran is Managing Director of Finders International. Morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
So how did you solve the puzzle?
Well, this was one of those cases where you start off thinking, or you wonder whether there's going to be any surviving relatives at all. The guy that passed away, John Sim, was born in Warrington, and as you say, we did eventually find next of kin who were quite distantly related through his paternal and maternal grandparents.
And we were talking earlier on this morning. This is actually a very competitive industry, isn't it?
It can be, yeah. There's a certain area of work that they focus on BBC Heir Hunters, which is the competitive areas. That's probably less than a third of our total business, but it's the stuff that people get excited about because you have our regional representatives charging around the country looking for heirs and going in to talk to them about their inheritance. So it's a bit more dramatic than the run-of-the-mill referred work.
Daniel, give us some idea of the kind of money that people have actually ended up being left.
Well, we had one case where we thought the estate was about £20,000 for a long time. But what we do at Finders is we also search for any additional assets to the estate. So during the process, we want to uncover forgotten bank accounts, dormant funds, pensions, that sort of thing. And by the time we'd finished the search, the estate turned out at being just under £1 million. So that was a welcome surprise for everyone.
Yeah, rather nice. And so what's it like? So you find people, and the thing is that we're all rather used to being told not to trust anyone who calls us up and not to believe, you know, there's no such thing as a free lunch and all of that.
Yeah.
People must be quite suspicious of you, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I mean, this is where the show on BBC One has helped, because often we're calling people who may be retired and maybe more often watch daytime TV or catch a glimpse of Heir Hunters. So that's where the TV shows really helped, is to actually bring the show to people's awareness, so that when finders call them, you know, they think, oh, right, I think I know this. I think I've seen something on TV about this. But also then we go on to talk about, you know, your average sales call won't give you the name of your grandparents or your mother and father, the date of birth of your grandmother, that sort of thing. So I think you can quite quickly establish that it's not a run-of-the-mill scam call.
Is it really as dramatic as you see on the telly as well, when the staff are in the cars driving, just trying to race against time?
Yeah, well, mostly they're all retired police officers, most of them anyway. And yes, it can be, because we try and get hold of people on the phone. And if we can't get hold of them, as you say, it can be quite competitive. So we often have to just take a chance by turning up and maybe knocking on doors. But that old-fashioned method of knocking on doors has not gone away, because we're stuck in the office doing desktop research on computers. But once you couple that up with the people going out to knock on doors, it does become quite an effective resource.
When we spoke to Derek earlier on, he wasn't actually sure what the estate was really worth.
No, exactly. We don't often know. I mean, we start off by trying to evaluate the government list of estates anyway. It doesn't give you any values. That was withdrawn many years ago. So all you know is that it's over £500. But we try and avoid cases that are going to be too disappointing in value, just as a commercial consideration. But So often we're looking to see whether the deceased may have owned a property or at the time of death, and that would normally form the main asset of someone's estate.
Fascinating, isn't it? Daniel, nice talking to you. Daniel, Managing Director of Finders International. It's BBC Surrey.